Having examined several different models, officials said a public-private partnership would be the best way to fund the network, which will provide citywide internet access at gigabit-level speeds. Because of the financial risk that comes with expanding to underserved areas, Chief Information Officer Aldona Valicenti suggested two different ways for the city to take on some of the costs. Either provide financial incentives for companies like Time Warner Cable and Windstream to upgrade their networks to fiber optic, or have the city take care of the initial construction as a public works project.
I think that in many cases, going out there and doing the right-of-way and the coring and the cabling and whatever else you got to do, it's not what most investors want to do. And we do it every day because we fix the roads and we pave and do all that.
Valicenti says her team is currently working on a request for proposals, which they aim to release in approximately 2 weeks. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.